have eternity to look forward to with him.
因为我们知道我们终极的盼望就是我们在神的里面有永生，我们要来仰望神。
That's why I'm excited.
就是为什么我这么兴奋。
And the passage we just read together, that is the passage, the theme of our church this year.
而我们刚刚念过这个经文，就是犹大书这段经文，也就是我们今年啊我们的主题。
This past year we've beenencouraging each other and from the pulpit to be thinking of our lives and pertaining that to holiness.
那在过去一年当中，我们在讲台上的信息，我们着重在在我们的生命当中，我们要来追求圣洁。
And so our passage was centered around 2 Corinthians 7:1.
那我们过去一年的主题是以哥林多后书七章一节为中心。
That perfecting holinesswasn't something that we're going to be perfect because of us pursuing it, but something that together we reach that goal of having living holy lives with God.
那我们在这节经文里面看到的就是我们要成为圣洁，不是因为我们可以靠自己来成为完美，而是我们要能够一起来追求，来倚靠神成为圣洁。
And here's the thing.There is no perfect sermon to sit under.
那现在这里有一个主题，就是要让大家知道，没有一个讲道是完美，就是我们可以坐在下面听，觉得这个讲道是完美的。
There are no perfect phrases that a speaker could say to be like, "Wow, I need to be a holy person."
也没有任何一个讲员他的用的字，他用的他的讲稿是可以让我们听了之后就觉得，哇，我要成为完美的圣洁。
But anytime God's word is open, we know we have the perfect word coming from here, coming from Him.
但我们知道，当我们打开神的话语，当我们打开圣经的时候，就有那完美的话语是从神而来，进到我们当中。
And this is what changes us.
那也就是这本圣经或是神的话语是来改变我们的。
He is the one that changes us.
神才是真正可以改变我们的。
So how are we doing with this holiness aspect?
所以大家觉得我们在过去这年当中，我们在成圣或者圣洁这个主题上，我们做得如何？
Do we feel in our personal lives, do you feel you've been pursuing holiness this past year?
大家觉得从自己个人的角度来看，过去的这一年当中，你是否有在寻求圣洁？
That we purge out those sinful things in our lives, that wrong understanding of life and the world around us. Have we been living as His holy church?
我们是否有试着在我们的生活当中、生命当中，把那些罪或是那些缠绕我们的，有试着把它排除在外？我们试着不再来重复犯同样的罪。我们是否有就是来就是寻求圣洁
？We're reminded very quickly.Of our imperfection as people.
很多时候，当我们这样来寻求、来思考的时候，我们就发现，或者我们就被提醒到，原来我们生命当中有这么多的不完美。
And that if we want to pursue holiness, it can't be by my effort alone.
我们会发现，当我们要来寻求圣洁、要成为圣洁的时候，我们发现我们不是可以凭自己的血气来努力的。
Because the Helper, the Holy Spirit, has been given to each of us as His followers.And He is the one that empowers us to do so.
在我们来跟随他的时候，能力来做这样的事情；而在我们来寻求，或是在我们来跟随他的时候，就有圣灵进驻在我们里面，让我们可以来依靠。
We must understand the Holy Spirit must be the one we depend on.
我们必须要了解，要明白到我们要来依靠圣灵。
Because our everyday activityOur daily lives, we must as Christians be living a holy life with God.
因为我们必须意识到，我们身为基督徒，我们每一天要来过圣洁的生活，是要来倚靠神，或是靠着神来过这样的生活。
That means the way that we wake up, the way that we live with our family, the way that we have relationships.
这些包含了就是成圣的生活，或是依靠神来过生活，包括每一件事情，包括我们早上如何起床，包括我们如何与人来相交，包括我们如何就是来面对每一天。
The way that we work,
我们如何工作
？The way that we do the daily things that we have to do, our responsibilities, holiness, God's holiness, and the holiness that He produces within us has to pour into each of those areas of our life.
神的圣洁，或是神就是请灌在我们的生命当中的那个圣洁，我们必须活出在我们日常生活的每一件事情当中。
My morals.
我自己的道德观。
I mean, right? Morals is the biggest area where Satan really has a hold of people.
我们的道德或者我们的道德观是很多时候就是是魔鬼撒旦最容易来辖制我们的部分。
How does the holiness of God and the Holy Spirit living within me change the way my moral life looks?
那就是我神的圣洁或者圣灵进入在我们里面，如何来帮助我们在我们每日的这个生活当中，我们活出这样就是我们的如何来影响我们的道德观
？Who do I go to when I'm in need or have questions or I'm suffering? Is it the world, its standard, or do I go to God?
当我在我生活当中、生命当中有遇到困难或是有问题的时候，我去寻求神呢？谁呢？我去谁那里寻求答案呢？是这个属世的，是世界上的这些小学呢，还是是就是我是回到神那里
？Because I can guarantee you, knowing that I'm human, if I don't live a holy life, that's going to affect the way I treat others. It's going to affect the way that I love my wife, my children. Going to affect the way I love my friends, my family.
那我可以向你保证，身为一个人，如果我不过着追求或寻求圣洁、依靠神的这样的生活，那会影响。就是我与人的交往 我与家人的相处影响我与妻子的关系 我与小孩的关系
So how have we done with that this year?
所以大家再想想我们过去这一年我们做的怎么样
Or I guess in 2019
就是去年2019年我们做的怎么样
I want to encourage us as we are in 2020 not to forgetanything that God has taught us through His Word in the past.
我要鼓励大家在新的一年2020年当中，我们不要忘记过去一年神如何在就是教导我们。
That the holiness aspect of a Christian life is something we must constantly, with the Holy Spirit's power, be working on.
就是我们在过圣洁的生活这个主题上，我们要不断的来依靠圣灵，来每天来经历它。
And I don't know necessarily everything in your lives, maybe those areas that you know you need to work at with God. I don't know all of those. He does.
那我不知道各位在就是生活当中是否有什么挣扎，有什么事情你特别要在成圣这个主题上要来依靠神。虽然我不知道，但是神知道。
But are you willing to surrender those things at the foot of the cross?
那你是否愿意就是把这些你需要 来努力的这些事情带到谦卑的带到主的十字架前面来交托给他。
Are you willing to allow the Holy Spirit to work?
你是否愿意让圣灵在你里面动工
？Because we can push that back.
因为我们是可以就是拒绝让圣灵来做工，我们自己来依靠自己的。
I encourage you with open hands and open arms to welcome what the Holy Spirit's doing in your life.
我鼓励你张开你的双手，张开你的双臂，打开你的心，让圣灵在你里面做工。
And that we daily pray and ask the Holy Spirit to work in us, to allow us to be aware of what He's doing.
让我们每天愿意透过祷告来到神面前，张开双手，让圣灵在我们当中来做工。
That we understand Holy Spirit, this is a practical something you can practice.Every day,
我们要了解，就是要我们要来聆听圣灵，或是让圣灵在我们里面做工，是我们每天都要来努力练习的。
We say, Holy Spirit, please lead me today in whatever you have for me. Help me to be faithful to what you call me to do.
让我们用祷告每天来到圣灵面前说圣灵啊，求你来帮助我，求你来教导我，来让我来学习依靠你。
Let me be your vessel.
让我成为你的器皿。
And so then, as we pray that, as we pursue that in our life, we make those disciplines when the Holy Spirit says, don't do that, don't live that way, don't say that, don't, you know, when he gives us that, we obey.
所以当我们愿意每天来练习，那我们每天来向圣灵祷告，然后求他在我们里面做工，我们也就练习，当我们听到圣灵告诉我们不要这样做，或是该怎么做的时候，我们就愿意来顺服。
Because we can be like, oh, but I really enjoy that. Or I really just have to say that hateful word. Or I really just have to do that. It's so easy for us to live in the flesh, but the flesh is corrupt.
很多时候非常容易我们就想要来依靠，或是就是顺着我们肉体想要做的或想要说的 来做，但是要知道我们的肉体是败坏，是取死的。
And if we don't understand that we need to surrender to the Holy Spirit in our lives, we will continue to live that sinful, fleshly life our whole lives.
我们要知道，当我们不愿意降服在圣灵的权柄之下的时候，我们是会每天也很容易的来过着那取死败坏的生活。
We must surrender to the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要降服于圣灵。
Philippians 1:6.
腓立比书一章六节
says, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. What a hope!
腓立比书一章六节提到，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。这是何等美好的盼望！
To be holy, you don't hear it saying in that verse, okay, so God saved you, now you go by yourself and try your best to live holy.
我们要成为圣洁，你并没有看到神在他的话语里面告诉我们 okay, 你们要成为圣洁，你们就是照你们自己的想法去努力。
It doesn't say that.
圣经并不是这样说的。
And again, that doesn't work.
而且这样子并不会成功。
Jesus.Is the one doing the work.
耶稣是在当中做工的。
And the helper who he promised when he ascended to heaven that was going to come to his people, right? That is inside of us as a Christian when we come to know Jesus, the Holy Spirit is given to each of us.
而当耶稣升天的时候，他应许要给我们的一个帮助者，就是圣灵是在我们里面的，是进到我们里面。当我们来跟随他的时候，就进到我们里面。
So we know.If he is the author of our salvation, he's the one that's going to complete the work.
所以当我们知道，就是我们的救赎主，或是我们的救赎的这个作者是神，是耶稣的时候，他会来带领我们完成这个成圣的这个工作。
But we as Christians can easily stunt that, slow it down.
但我们身为基督徒，很多时候是我们自己会跌倒，会绊倒，或是我们自己想要来停下来，或是慢下来。
Because of our stubbornness.
是因着我们自己里面的固执。
But thanks be to God that He is the one.
但是感谢神，是他神来做工。
And if He is perfect, what He's doing in us is going to be perfected.
那如果神是完美的。神是完美的，那他在我们里面要来成就的这个圣工也是完美的。
So continue this.
所以让我们继续来追求圣洁。
Continue to pursue that holiness.
继续来追求圣洁。
Don't be that same person that you were in 2019.
让我们不要就是还是像2019年的那个老我，让我们能够有新的自我。
Allow God to change you.
要让神来改变我们。
Depend on God to change you.
我们要依靠神来改变我们自己。
The question then goes back to who are you depending on?
所以问题就是我们在改变老我这个事情上，我们究竟是依靠谁呢？
So as we continue that thought, that pursuit of holiness, this year we're going to be talking about keeping in God's love.
所以当我们继续来就是追求成圣，成为圣洁，或者在成圣的道路上我们继续前行的时候，在新的一年我们的主题我们要专注在常在神爱中。
And this has everything to do with holiness.
那常在神爱中其实最重要常在神爱中也就是帮助我们能够成为圣洁。
So as you read our theme passage for the year, keeping in God's love is something so crucial to every believer.
那当我们刚刚念过我们今年的主题经文的时候，里面提到常在神爱中，这对每一个信徒来说都是何等的重要。
If you remember as well, we had been working through 2 Corinthians through Galatians last year.
如果大家记得的话，我们在过去的一年当中，我们的讲台的经文有提到哥林多后书，也有提到加拉太书。
And if you didn't notice, those churches were struggling.
如果你没有注意到的话，刚刚提到那两个书卷，就是那两个书信写给的那些教会，哥林多教会以及加拉太教会，他们都在他们教会当中都有些挣扎。
So God sent His messenger Paul to those churches to encourage them to keep on being faithful.
所以神透过保罗把信息能够传到他们，写信息给他们，来鼓励他们能够继续保持他们的忠心，保持他们的信心。
Today, we need to continue to be faithful.
今天我们的教会也一样，要来继续保持我们在神里面的信心。
So we'll continue to be looking in Ephesians this year.
所以今年我们要来看以弗所书。
What an amazing book with so much theology packed inside of it.
这是一个何等奇妙的书信，何等美好的书信，里面有非常就是好的神的话语，或是神学的观念在里面。
We'll be also working through doctrine.
我们也会来看我们的教条、教义。
To help us to understand God's word.
来帮助我们明白神的话语。
So I'm excited.
所以我非常的兴奋。
I'm excited about what God's going to teach us.
我非常的期待兴奋就是神今年要来带领我们学习什么。
And if we lean into God's word, imagine the change that will continue to happen within us.
当我们来抓住或是依靠神的话语的时候，我们可以想象在我们里面可以有经历何等大的改变。
Let's break down our passage together for this year.
让我们来看，就是我们今年的主题经文，我们来逐句来看。
I'll read in English and you can follow in Chinese if you need.
那牧师会念英文的经文，如果你可以愿意的话，你可以用中文来跟着念。
But you, beloved, Jude 1, verse 20, there's only one chapter. You, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Jude was written by a man named Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the brother of James, also the half-brother of Christ.
那犹大书是犹大一个使徒犹大写的，那并不是那个出卖耶稣的犹大，而是耶稣 的弟弟也是雅各的兄弟犹大。
There was a doctrinal and moral apostasy happening within the church.
在当时的教会当中有一些在教义上以及在道德上的一些败坏或者是一些迷思。
Similarly to Galatians and 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, same similar stuff.
就是他们在这些教义或是道德的标准上有一些偏离真道，就如同我们刚才念到在加拉太的教会里面所发生的。
And so Jude's, you know, the message from God, his point that God was saying through Jude was be faithful, stand up and fight the spiritual warfare, stand up for truth.
所以神透过犹大给当时教会的提醒，就是要鼓励他们能够凭着信心能够站起来打这个属灵的仗，然后能够来就是站在真理上站立得稳。
Because by doing so, standing up for the truth of God, we ourselves are able to live within the love of God.
所以要能够在真理上站立得稳，我们必须要活在常常活在神的爱中。
So let's break down verse 20.
那我们来看一下第二十节。
But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
That word building.
那个造就自己，那个字造就。
Epoikaramontes. That's the Greek word that is used right there, and I want to break that down just a little bit.
那个造就那个希腊原文，那我们要来看这个字，就是讲造就自己的那个造就。
When you go into definition, that means building a house. It means a people, a holy temple.
当你来看希腊原文的时候，那个造就指的就是你来建造一个圣殿。
Christ is our foundation.
耶稣就是这个圣殿的房角石，或是磐石。
Just like we built this church a few years ago.
就像我们这个教会，我们几年前来建筑我们的教会。
You get the foundation wrong, the whole building will be off.
当你来建筑一个圣殿的时候，建筑一个建筑物的时候，如果你的地基没有打好，那你的整个建筑起来的结果就是有问题的。
You don't build your foundation if your foundation is not Jesus Christ in your life. Your foundation is off.
如果我们的生命当中，我们的基础，我们的地基或是我们的磐石不是耶稣的话，那我们生命的这个建造的过程或工程就是错误的。
We must listen. We must obey. We must follow our foundation.
所以我们必须要来聆听，我们必须要来顺服，我们必须要来跟从我们的磐石。
You see, when we think of that holiness aspect of last year, a lot of people get holiness wrong because they base it on their effort.
当我们去年在讲到成圣的这个主题的时候，我们发现很多弟兄姐妹或者很多人可能会在对于成圣的这个定义有点有错误的观念，因为他们觉得成圣就是要依靠自己的努力来达成。
We can think because I do this, because I do that, because I practice this, and this is a part of my life that I therefore am holy, and that is wrong.
我们很多时候会觉得，当我在这件事上努力，当我做到这件事情，当我达到那个标准的时候，我就是圣洁的。那这是一个错误的观念。
How can something imperfect earn something perfect?
身为一个不完美的人，我们如何可以争取或是达到完美？
Jesus must be the foundation.
耶稣必须是我们的磐石。
We cannot rely on what I do in order for me to be a good Christian.
所以我们不能依靠就是我们自己手里所做的，然后使觉得我们自己可以依靠自己来成为圣洁，或者成为完美。
You know what that creates? Legalism.
你知道，如果当我们来只依靠自己的时候，我们会变成什么吗？我们就会变成所谓的律法主义。
It creates the Pharisees.
我们就会变成像法利赛人一样。
When we take our eyes, when we take our life away from the foundation of Jesus Christ, our doing is what makes us holy, and that is why Jesus had to come to save us.
如果我们从就是把我们成圣的这个基石，就是耶稣基督这块磐石拿走，我们只依靠自己想要来成圣的话，那是错误的。这就是为什么耶稣基督要来到世上，要来拯救我们。
We can't take what we do and make that the foundation of our faith.
很多时候我们会把我们自己凭自己 来做的或者想要做的来把它变成我们身为基督徒的一个磐石。
That kind of faith will let you down.
这样的一个信仰或者这样的一个信心会最终会就是使我们非常失望。
Because Jesus must be The foundation.
耶稣基督必须是我们的基石，我们的磐石。
How's your house?
你们大家所住的房子，你们觉得如何？
Are we focused on Jesus?
那我们自己生命的工程，大家觉得如何？我们是否有专注或者建筑在基督这块磐石上呢？
Are we?Right in this room, if you're a Christian, that means to follow Christ.
如果在座的各位，如果你是基督徒，你自认是基督徒的话，那你应该知道，我们必须是要来跟随耶稣，跟随基督。
Are we following Christ?
我们有在跟随基督吗？
Is my house built on Jesus,
我生命的工程是建筑在耶稣 上吗？
Because right again, built on anything else, it'll crumble.
如果我们是建筑在任何其他的事物上，任何其他的地基上，那最终这个生命的工程都会倒塌。
So our most holy faith must be built upon Christ.
所以我们成圣的这个基石或这个信仰的基础必须是建筑在建立在基督这块磐石上。
And therefore when we pray, we don't pray as one that is fleshly, oh God, just give me what I want, Lord Jesus, please, I just want this. I don't, you know, I wasn't living for you, Jesus, but please just give me this. Like, what is that?
所以当我们来祷告的时候，我们不是凭着我们的血气来祷告，我们不是只是来求我们所想要所欲求的。
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
我们是要在圣灵里祷告。
Because our will a lot of times is corrupted.
因为很多时候我们自己的期盼我们自己 的意志 是腐败的。
Just like Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done.
就像耶稣基督教导我们的祷告，我们在天上的父，你是圣洁的，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So therefore, my relationship with Jesus, my foundation, gives me the desire to want to read God's word, gives me the desire to want to pray to Him, gives me the desire to want my life to reflect His.
所以也因着我，当我们的信仰是建筑在耶稣基督这块磐石上的时候，就会给我们这样子的渴望，让我们渴望，我们愿意来奉耶稣基督的名来祷告，我们愿意在他里面来建筑我们的生命工程。
But it must be with Jesus.
但必须是建筑在基督这块磐石上。
Do we understand the difference?
大家知道凭自己、靠自己以及靠耶稣有什么不同吗？
One way gives you chains because your faith is based on you. One, the other way gives you freedom because it's based on Jesus.
这两者不同，就是当你靠自己的时候，你就被锁链捆绑。但是当你依靠耶稣的时候，你就得到自由。
Second Peter tells us this.
在彼得后书提到。
Again, I'll read in English and hopefully you can see the characters in Chinese. Second Peter chapter 1 verses 4 to 9.
彼得后书一章四到九节。
And it's starting off. At a very awkward spot in this verse, at least in English. But it's saying, By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. So we're talking about God's glory.
这边提到的是提到神的荣耀。
So we are able to partake in the divine nature of God because of what Jesus done, his glory, right?
我们可以在神的这个圣洁 的性情上有份，是因为耶稣基督所成就的。
I mean, if I included the whole passage, which is probably necessary, the whole passage would be really long.
如果我们要来看所有完整的章节的话，经文的话，那这个使用经文会很长。所以这边的经文的引用经文的开头，可能看起来好像有点就是不完整。那是因为我们没办法就是用全部的经文放在这里。
But for the point's sake, we continue in verse 4. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love.For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. This passage is very, very important.
这段经文非常的重要。
Because the foundation of our faith and growing as a Christian has to be Jesus Christ, but there are some fruits that start to happen because I know Jesus.
我们的信仰的基石是在耶稣基督上。那但是在这条道路之上，我们可以就是可以看到，就是我们生命会结出一些果实。
The first one is virtue.
第一个就是德性。
Adding to our faith, virtue means adding moral standard. Where do our morals come from? Do our morals come from this world or my own desires and thoughts?
有了信心，又要加上德性。这个德性指的就是我们道德的标准。那我们的道德的标准是，这个标准是从哪里而来的呢？是从这个世界而来呢，还是从神那里而来？
No, they should come from the standard of God.
不应该从这世界而来，而是应该从神而来，是神的标准。
So, in order to have a strong and thriving faith, our moral standards must come from Jesus.
如果我们要有一个很坚强的又是一个就是很丰富的或是很茂盛的这个信仰的生命，那我们必须，我们的道德标准必须是从神而来。
Well, how do we understand how to have a moral life?
那我们要如何了解就是我们怎样有德性呢？或者我们的道德标准是如何从神而来呢？
Knowledge.
我们必须要有知识。
Not just any knowledge.
不是随便一般的知识。
God's knowledge.
是对神的认识。
How many of us struggle to open this up?
有多少人在你打开圣经的时候觉得很困，就是来读这些话语很困难
？I heard a good quote the other day.
有一天我听到这样的说法。
It said, "This book will keep you from sin."
说这本书可以帮助你不要犯罪。
But sin.Will keep you from this book.
但是我们的罪会让我们无法靠近，就是无法翻开这本书。
Am I right? I mean, there's so many times I'm selfish with my time. I can be very selfish with my time.
Yeah. 那就是大家觉得这个说法对吗？很多时候，当我们很自私的时候，我会想要就是掌控我自己的时间。
We're like, oh, I have no time to read God's word because I've all this going on.
我们会说啊，我没有时间来读神的话语，因为我有很多事情要做。
Well, how much time do we spend on our phones?
我们每天花多少时间在我们的手机上呢？
Too much.
太多了。
I'm guilty of that.
我在这件事情上也是有也是做得不好。
How much time do we spend on other things?
那我们又在其他事情上，我们又花了多少时间呢？
Sometimes getting rest can be just as much of a sin.
有些时候，甚至就是当你休息或者休息太多，也是一种罪。
Right? I mean, I don't have to make a long list.
我不需要把所有的琐碎的细节都列出来。
Everybody in here is smarter than me.
大家都比我还聪明。
We have our problems. We have the areas that stop us from this.
我们有很多时候或很多事情会让我们就是让我们不想打开圣经。
But if we want to be built up in our faith, we need God's word.
但如果我们要在我们的信心信仰上能够来建造，那我们需要神的话语。
So get in it.
所以我们要来读神的话语。
Self-control was another one, right? That spirit-filled obedience that we just talked about. We need self-control, and that can only come from us surrendering our desires and will to that of God's.
节制是另外一个我们所需要的果实。节制这里指的就是在我们在属灵上，或者是被圣灵充满来学习，这个顺服，或者学习降服于圣灵，来聆听圣灵。
Because from that comes perseverance.
从那里而来的，我们就是从节制，我们就可以得到忍耐。
Because our foundation of God, right, His knowledge, right, then can carry us on having good, living good moral life, right, carries us on to persevering through whatever life brings.
所以，当我们建筑在耶稣这块、基督这块磐石上，我们又有了德性，有德性又加上知识，有知识加上节制，然后我们就可以来忍耐。
To then godliness.
然后就可以加上敬虔。
Doesn't mean perfection in this earth.
那我们这边指的敬虔，并不是指我们在世上就变成完美。
But a godliness that is produced in us because of those things that we do because of our relationship with Jesus.
那因着我们与神的关系，因着我们与基督建立关系，可以帮助我们在我们生命当中进前。
To then, brotherly kindness. Understand parts of the Bible when it says brotherly, it's also talking about sisterly.
然后就是有了敬虔，又要加前有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心。那大家记得，就是圣经里面提到爱弟兄的心，也包括爱姐妹的心。
Shouldn't God's church be a people that love each other, that care for each other, that the main purpose is Jesus and Jesus changing you, Jesus changing me, and Jesus changing the world around us? Shouldn't that be our goal?
难道我们的目标不是在教会里面弟兄姐妹彼此相爱吗？让神来改变我们的心，神来改变彼此，然后神来改变这个世界，让我们来彼此相爱。
Because that therefore then produces love.
那有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
Not a love that you find in this world.
我们这里指的爱众人心，这个爱并不是世上所提到的，属世上所提到的爱。
Jesus, God, is the author of love.
神才是爱。
So this world doesn't understand love.
这个世界并不是真正了解何为爱。
And if my mind is stuck in this world, in this flesh, I don't understand love.
那如果我们的心思意念就是与这个世界是同步的，或是就是跟这世界是一样的，那我们不是真正的了解何为爱。
Jesus showed us that love.
耶稣基督向我们显明那个爱究竟是什么样子的。
That the Creator would come and die for the lost.
就是这个世界的创造者会来到世上为我们而死。
And he then calls us as we build our lives on him to then show that love to our spouse, to our children, to our neighbor, to our coworkers, and that affects our morals, our work habits, right? Everything.
所以他就是要我们能够就得到生命，让我们建筑在他上面，然后来爱他，来爱我们周遭的人。
Verse 21 continues on in Jude.
那犹大书第二十一节继续，我们来看。
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
保守自己常在神的爱中。
Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Another Greek word, teresate.
保守这个字，它的原文希腊原文是
teresate。Teresate means to keep. Okay, well, we know that. It means to keep. But Greek is so complex.
那保守的这个希腊原文它指的是去抓住、去保留。但是希腊文的文法可以是非常的复杂的。
It also means to guard.
那它除了是去抓住，也有就是去保卫的这个意思，守护的意思。
Because what happens in Greek, when you go back to the original text, the manuscript of the Bible, and you read the Greek, the definition goes.
所以当你回到希腊原文来看它原文的意思的时候，你会发现它的意思可以是，就是不同字的组合可以让它的意思扩张。
So look at the screen and that word keep, and as I continue to add to that definition of keep.Replace that word keep with that next word, okay? So keep is one. So keep yourselves in the love of God. Guard yourselves in the love of God.
所以当我们就是回到这个经文，讲到我们保守自己藏在神的爱中，那个从一开始它的，就是当你加上越多的字在希腊原文里面，它的意思也会增加。所以我们一开始提到是我们要，要保留我们自己在神的爱中，然后后来再加上更多的字就是有除了保留以外，也要有守护，继续在那个爱中的意思。
The next one's a fun one with the definition of keep or tresate, obey.
然后在当你加了更多的字接在后面的时候，那个原文保守那个字的意思，还有要顺服的意思在里面。
Observe.
还有得到观察。
Treasure.
还有treasure 是。宝贵 或是珍惜的意思。
Watch closely.
仔细观看的意思。
Protect, defend.
保护或者是守卫、保卫的意思。
Preserve.
Preserve, 是也是保守、坚持。
Unharmed. Or undisturbed.
就是不受影响、不受改变的。
It continues to mean remain, exist.
也就是有继续，然后存在，这些都是那个保守自己在神爱中那个保守所隐含的意思。
That is the meaning of teresate.
这个就是保守那个字在希腊原文所有。
So when we read verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God. It's something so treasured. I protect it. It's something I preserve. It's something that I keep, obey, follow, and I watch over it.
所以当我们这边虽然只是简单的翻译成保守自己在神的爱中，但其实这里有很多的意思，包括保护、保卫我们自己在神的爱中，包括我们坚持自己在神的爱中，包括我们不改变自己在神的爱中，包括我们就是仔细的来观看，包括我们珍惜我们在神爱中这样子的事实。
We can look at this, if we just plainly look at the language, keep yourselves in the love of God, we can think that we have this ability to earn God's love.
所以当我们如果不仔细来看这句话，而单单的看它表面或者字义上写的保守自己在神爱中，我们可能就会觉得哦，我们可以凭自己来停留在神的爱中。
But that's the flesh way to look at that verse.
但这是一个凭我们自己血气来解读。
Through the Holy Spirit's power, we can understand that that doesn't mean our flesh.
那透过圣灵的大能，我们可以帮助我们来了解，我们并不是在这里不是指的我们凭血气让自己停留在神的爱中。
When we understand the context, it's talking about God, keeping ourselves in the love of God, that it's not by my merit, my good works, my good deeds, that I can earn the love of God.
凭着圣灵的大能可以帮助我们或者教导我们提醒我们让我们知道这里不是指凭自己努力地停留在神的爱中而是神把我们圈在他的爱中把我们保留保守我们在他的爱中。
That understanding will get you in trouble.
如果你是凭自己血气的理解，那会让我们就是有误区。
We can't earn something freely given.
我们并不能凭自己来争取一个已经给予我们的东西。
That love that we can that we keep in is a love that we exist in. He made it for us. He loves us. So therefore, because we're His, we exist. Remain in that love.
那个保守我们在藏在神的爱中，那个神的爱是已经给我们，是他为我们所预备，他为我们所摆上的，所以我们是已经存在在他的爱中，我们被他保守，被神保守在他的爱中。
Because that meaning, if we take that the wrong way, we can think that we can earn God's love better. Or if I do something wrong, oh God, I'm so sorry. Please don't leave me. I want to be a Christian. I want to be saved. Please don't.We can live that way as a Christian if we take that wrong.
如果我们误解了保守自己藏在神爱中的意思，以为是我们要凭自己的努力停留在神的爱中，我们就会有误解。我们也可以凭自己得到神更多的爱，又或是因为我们做错事，我们可能会失去神的爱。
Think of this room.
大家想想，在这个房间里面
，the parameters around here.The walls.
在这个房间里，我们看到有墙壁。
How they protect us.
这些四面的墙如何保护我们
？Similarly to something like an umbrella.
就如同大家也可以看到这把雨伞。
Now an umbrella is an imperfect example of God's love.
那现在就是这雨伞，我们是用来比喻神对我们的爱，是来。遮蔽我们，但这不是一个完美的一个比喻。
But what does this do?
但这是雨伞可以做什么事呢
？Would I want to walk out in a hailstorm like this?
当如果外面在下冰雹的时候，如果你没有雨伞，你就直接这样走出去，会发生什么事呢
？And just like the walls of this building, It protects us from the things that are outside that are harmful.
那就像我们四周的这个墙壁，当我们坐在这房间里面，这些墙壁、这些屋顶，保护我们不受到外面一些有害物质的影响。
When we exist in the love of God,
当我们存在神的爱中，
It's not something I've earned,
并不是我们争取得到了神的爱。
It's something that God has given me,
是神已经把这个爱给了我们。
It is something that protects me,
也是神用来保守我们、保护我们的。
But when I step outside of the love of God, I'm open for anything to happen to me.
但是当我决定走出神的爱，要在神的爱以外，那我们就把自己暴露在任何可以伤害我们的东西之下。
So let's be careful to understand that keep yourselves and the love of God is two different things.
所以让我们来了解，就是保守自己以及就是神的爱是两件事情。
The love of God is given to us freely.
神的爱已经白白的给了我们。
Therefore, through trusting in Him, I have this love not based on what I've done.
所以透过信靠他，我们得到这个神的爱，但是并不是说我做了什么事情来得到这个神的爱。
So therefore, I exist, I remain forever in the love of God.
所以因为信靠他，所以我可以永久的藏在。永久的在神的爱中。
But I must also keep myself in that love.
但是我也必须保守我自己，要在这个神的爱中。
I must allow that love to impact me, so therefore I live this way, love this way, have relationships in a certain way that loves God. If I step outside of that, I'll still be loved as a Christian, as His, because my salvation is not based on what I do, right?
所以我们要允许，或者我们要让这个爱在我们里面，或者让我们在这个爱里面，让这个爱来改变我们。那有的时候，如果你不愿意，就是让这个爱来改变里面你，然后我们就好像是站在神的爱外面。虽然我们还是被神爱的，因为这个爱是神给的，或是神爱了我们。
I can live outside of that though as a Christian.
身为基督徒，我可以好像活在神的爱之外。
That He has saved me, but I want to live my own way, and God doesn't keep us there.
就是虽然神爱了我来拯救我，但是我要照我自己的方式来过活。那但是这并不是神想要我们来就是活出的生命。
So therefore, when we read that word "keep,"
所以当我们读到保守自己。
We understand, guard it.
我们要了解，就是我们要保卫它。
Obey it.
我们要顺服它。
Treasure.
我们要珍惜它。
Watch and protect.
我们要来看顾，我们要来保守。
There's a freedom in the love of God.
在神里面有自由。
Not a freedom to sin, but a freedom from sin.
就在神的爱里面，我们有。不是有犯罪的自由，而是我们有不犯罪的自由。
In many cultures, there's this understanding that if I do bad, bad things are going to happen to me.
在很多就是文化当中，我们就是有恶有恶报这样的观念。
In fact, even the Bible talks about you reap what you sow.
那事实上，在圣经里面，神的话语里面也有提到，就是你种什么，收的就是什么。
But the great thing is about God is that He gives us grace.
但是，就最伟大的事情就是神，他是有怜悯的神，有恩慈的神。
And man, how much I need that grace.
我们是何等的需要神那样的恩典。
How much I need Jesus.
我们是何等的需要耶稣。
And that produces this desire to want to follow and obey Him.
他让这个需求让我们有这样子的那个意愿要来跟随耶稣。
So I'm thankful for God's love.
所以我们非常感恩，就是为着神的对我们的爱，有何等的感恩。
Something we don't deserve.
神的爱并不是我们配得的。
But He's given it to us freely.
但是神依然白白的赐给我们。
Because He paid the price.
因为他为我们所付上的代价代赎。
And when I understand this love, undeserving.
当我了解，就是我并不配得这样子的爱。
I understand how to love others.
我也了解如何要来爱，就是爱其他的人。
Lastly, in Ephesians.
那我们最后要来看以弗所书。
In Him, Ephesians 1:13-14.
以弗所书。
In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory?
以弗所书一章十三到十四节。
We have everything to hope in the love of God.
我们在神的爱里，我们有啊，就是有盼望。
So therefore, it should make no sense for us to want to step outside of that love.
所以，就是我们不应该会觉得我们自己想。就是想要站在神的，就是保守自己，不保守自己在神的爱中。
So therefore, keep watch.
所以我们要警醒。
Watch out for what can make you stand outside.
我们要警醒，那任何可以使我们自己站在，就是离开神的爱。
We know what the Bible says. Satan's walking around. He's waiting for us. He's trying to shoot arrows at us. He's trying to make us fail.
我们知道圣经里面有提到，撒旦在遍地游行走，他想要我们失败。
But praise be to God because my salvation is based on the perfect one.
但是感谢神，我们的救恩不是我们的救恩是啊凭借着我们完美的神。
I can live in confidence in God's love.
我可以非常有信心的活在神的爱中。
But if I live in my own effort as a Christian.To build up my own self-righteousness, there's no confidence in that.
但当我身为基督徒，如果我只是凭自己要来活出自义、自己的自以为义，那我是没有任何，我就是没有那样的把握、盼望。
So as we continue this understanding of pursuing holiness, a holy life in God, let's remember that we must be keeping in God's love as well.
所以让我们记得，当我们继续在成圣的道路上来寻求圣洁的时候，我们要保守自己在神的爱中。
That we exist in God's love.
我们是存在于神的爱中。
And once you're God's, nothing can take that away from you. Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
一旦你是就是在神的爱中，没有任何事情可以，没有任何人可以把你从啊，可以叫你与神的爱隔绝。
What an amazing hope we have.
这是一个何等美好的盼望。
So how have you been doing?
大家觉得自己做得如何？
Do you exist in God's love?
大家觉得自己的境况如何？你觉得你自己是在神的爱中吗？
Let's continue to work at that this year.
我们在今年，我们一起来寻求他。
And think of the areas of our lives that we must surrender to Jesus.
让我们来思考，在我们生命当中有哪些点。或者有哪些地方我们必须要降服交托给神
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告
Holy Spirit
圣灵啊
Open up our minds and hearts to understand your word
求你打开我们的心思意念让我们来了解你的话语
That we can do none of this without you
让我们知道，我们没有你，什么都不能做。
Holy Spirit, 2020.
哦，圣灵啊，在新的一年。
We sang a song about bringing us nearer to you.
我们刚刚唱了一首歌，就是我们要来靠近你的心。
That is my prayer for all of us today.
那就是我们今天所有人的祷告。
That is my prayer for all of us this year.
那就是我们今天所有人今年的这样子的祷告盼望。
As we pursue holiness, help us to understand we exist in your love. Nothing that we can do can earn us that love.
让我们在成圣的道路上明白我们自己要在你的爱中，让我们知道我们并不是凭自己来得到你的爱。
But we have a perfect and loving God who did it all for us.
是我们有一个完美且爱我们的神啊，为我们所成就的这样子的爱。
So Holy Spirit, help us not to just exist.
所以圣灵啊，保守我们，让我们知道我们并不是仅仅存在于这世上。
Help us to thrive.
帮助我们在这世界上可以能够来丰盛。
Keep us, God. Keep us in your love. Help us to understand the importance and the crucial nature of this understanding.
主啊，保守我们藏在你的爱中，也保守我们能够知道这是何等重要。
Thank you for what you're doing.
谢谢你为我们所做的。
And what you will do.
也谢谢你即将要成就的，将来要成就的。
In your name we pray, Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.